Hello and welcome to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jared Freed.
I'm Jordana Abraham, and we are so excited to be back.
You can hear it in our voice.
Yes.
Our voice's sound is pure excitement.
Resting bitch voice, and it doesn't emote, but for this podcast, I will get excited.
Listen, I'm pumped because I can feel it. I feel the energy. I feel the energy of this podcast, and the response is crazy.
I have to say, it's very hard to keep up with the emails. There are like hundreds of them. And all the questions are really good. Well, not all the questions. Most of the questions are really good. They're really interesting. And keep them coming, because every now and then I'm like, what if we run out of things to talk about? There's really no shortage.
There seems to be no end of topics. And I'm getting them over DM. So please just send them to the podcast.
Please just leave Jared alone.
I'm literally exhausted from because then I'll see, because a lot of these stuff I do have opinions on. I do have passion for this subject because I enjoy. I do think it's interesting. But I'm just because I could go on all day.
Right.
And sometimes someone will message me with their opinion. And I'm like, my opinion's out there. I don't know.
You already know. They want you to engage in a discussion?
I guess so. And then you can tell the ones that want, I got a message today that kind of fired me up, but we're going to talk about it next episode. It's kind of on the topic, but yeah. That's a little teaser. But listen, we are excited. Listen, the only way to make sure this podcast keeps going is to rate, review, subscribe on iTunes.
Yes.
Okay, you got to touch it, play with it, give it a little pet.
Five stars.
That's all we want. Yeah. And I consider, Jordana and I, we consider it a payment.
We do. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it, but also you're welcome for this podcast.
Yes. It's a payment to our self-esteem and for the work that we do tirelessly in here, just talking about dating and ourselves.
I know you wanted to talk about one thing before we get started.
Yeah. So if you guys want more more written dating content written by the Betches themselves, that's me and my co-founders, please pick up our book. It's called I Had a Nice Time and Other Lies, How to Find Love and Shit Like That. You can get it anywhere books are sold, include Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You know where to get a fucking book.
Yeah.
You'll find it.
That's a great gift for your friend, single friend on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. It's not really self-help losery. You wouldn't be embarrassed to have it. It's fun. It doesn't take itself too seriously. A lot like this podcast. The advice is there. It's fun. It's funny. It's not you're not going to be a sad loser for reading it.
I was just about to say that. It's a commiseration. It's a laugh
exactly.
at this. It's not a laugh at ourselves. We're laughing at ourselves going through it during the time that we're in. And
yeah.
that's a lot like this show. I wanted to give a little shout out. This comes out the 1st of February. I am doing a live show in Boston, February 7th. It's a Wednesday. I'm going to have some guests. We're going to do a live version of my podcast, and we're going to do Tinder Bumble makeovers, and it's at Laugh Boston. So February 7th, it's a Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Bring a crew if you want to come.
Check it out.
It's a lot of fun, and we're going to do one in New York City.
I've seen Jared do stand-up. He's hysterical.
Oh.
I really like it. I'm not just saying that.
Totes preach.
It's Miz.
Thank you. So laughboston.com if you want to get involved, get a crew together, get some champagne, do a Wednesday night hangout. Let's do some dating talk, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
What do you think? Today's subject, we went back and forth a little bit because I showed you a DM that I received, setting people up.
Right.
How do you feel about setups? Have you engaged in setting people up? How do you do it? What's your feelings on setups?
I love setups. I met my boyfriend through a setup.
You did?
Yes. My best friend from school was dating one of his high school friends, and he just thought of it, set us up, and it worked out. And I personally love setting people up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women do love it in general.
We do love it. It's fun. It's it's a game for us.
Yes.
You guys have your fantasy drafts. We have our setups.
This is your own version of fantasy football.
I don't know what it is.
Except with people's lives.
Yeah. I love it. I'm just oh, wow. Maybe they'll hit it off. Maybe I'll be the cause of a family.
Do you have any success stories?
I don't have anyone who's still dating.
Okay.
But I have people who got together and enjoyed each other for a little bit and it didn't work out. I probably have gotten as successful as six dates.
Okay. Well, that's, did they walk away happy?
Yeah. No one was devastated. Here's the thing. You can't just set up any, there's the good kind of person to set you up and the bad kind of person.
Absolutely.
To set you up. I'll give you an example. My mom is someone I would never take a setup from.
Why is that?
Because I think, first of all, older people have this thing where if someone has youth, they think they're beautiful. Like, you know, do you ever like see like the people your parents
just young skin? It doesn't matter how the skin fits on the face.
They're like, yeah, and she was beautiful. I'm like, that person's gross. They're just like under 30.
I've never thought of it that way, but you're absolutely right. Youth is beautiful in general. It doesn't matter.
It goes to show that you should appreciate, you know, your youth and the way you look, just like at a young age. Because when you're older, you're like, oh wow,
just
and,
anything. Yeah. I see that in like my dad with him. You know, checking out younger women. Like if I watch him kind of
go through
this,
lower standards.
And you're just like, what? Right? That's a bag of groceries. Right. You know, like why are you looking at that? You know, and it's just like boobs, face. Yeah. But, you know, like, and not to say, you know, you're all wonderful and beautiful people, but some of you more than others.
The standards are different when you're when you're older. I think you just said you're like astounded by beauty and you love it.
And I think with the you know, I think a lot of people set up people just because they have one thing that sticks in their mind.
You ever think of like, you ever try to set up like a gay guy with another gay guy you don't know anything about?
It's just two
gay. You're gay. It's like, there's more to it than that. And if you have to be set up by a person who understands the nuances.
You need thoughtful people to set you up.
Is there ever a more annoying thing than someone trying to set you up with someone and you're like, I can't believe that you think that like I would be a match with this person?
It's people need the setup. The people who set people up need to chill the fuck out. And I do agree because we need to establish rules for setups, and that's why we're here today.
Right.
Because we thought it was this is worthwhile a subject for us to be like, I could go on for days.
Right.
And I think what you're saying is right. Like you want your thoughtful first of all, the setup is the king of meetings. To me.
You think that's the best way to meet
someone? That is the best way to meet someone.
I mean, I could agree based on...
you're in a successful relationship. Yeah. You've had that experience. I just think with a setup, and if we want to think of like the reality of today's situation where guys are just swiping away and just looking to eat everything in sight. Girls are looking for relationships with people that they have no mutual friends with. You're just coming upon these people.
Right.
The person that puts you in touch with each other is someone that this guy has to answer to.
Exactly. It's kind of like, if you think about it, like business terms, like it's like a foot in the door. So it's like
referrals.
Yeah, right. So it's like, if you're working at a job and you're in charge of hiring someone, you have to read through like 200 resumes. Nothing's probably going to stick out. You're probably not going to pay that much attention to each. If you have someone, a friend who's like, I've got a friend who'd be perfect for this job.
Yes.
Like check him out. Then you kind of feel like you have to look at the resume just because it's your friend and maybe it'll be a good fit.
And also we have to think of things in terms of the math of what nobody's selfless. So everyone is in it for themselves. So if you think of
even the people who are doing the setups,
just like you said, you wanted to, you love setting people up because you want to see, you know, who makes it out. And this was about you. It wasn't even about them.
It's a little bit about me, but I think it's a lot about them. If you're happy, you want other people to be happy. If you think someone could be really happy together, that's like a nice,
absolutely.
Nice
but
thing.
No one's going to set someone up that's going to embarrass them.
Right.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to set up a friend of mine that's a total garbage person. And I'm not going to look at you and be like, you got to meet my garbage friend because I'm just trying to get rid of them. And you have to trust that fact that someone that brought someone to you has skin in this game. And they've thought about, well, I'm friends with them and I like them. So I think what you have to do is rate these setups by the amount your friend knows this person. If it's just some willy-nilly... Oh, that's a body that you can
put
here's
someone that I spoke to once the other day.
That happens to have dark hair like you. Right. You're like, what? Why did you think of this? Why did you think of me? I have horrible stories about people setting me up because they put no thought into it.
Right.
So there's a lot of judgment going on. You have to judge the person that's setting you up. How are you friends with this person? Okay, do you like this person that's setting you up? Okay, how much? That means you're going to like the person they're setting you up with in the similar way.
Right.
Well, also, as the setup person, you have to give people the opportunity to not to say no.
In a graceful way.
You can't. I had this girl. I sent you the DMs.
Yeah. So to summarize Jared's DM story, some girl DMs him and she's like, my friend is the perfect match for you. You've got to go out with my friend. Here's like the list of reasons why she's amazing for you. You guys definitely need to meet up.
Right. So now where am I? Here's where I sit right now. I don't know the person who's messaging me. Okay.
Right.
She's a fan, which I appreciate, so I don't want to lose the fan.
Right.
Okay. But also, she's thought enough of me and this friend to be like, I think that you two, because you sense of humor wise, would get hit it off. And then I'm sitting there like, well, what the fuck does she look like?
Right. That's the number one rule of setups, is you always send a picture immediately.
And even many pictures. And
I think, at
give least. The account over. Give the handle.
You need a handle, or like to set, if everything's private, you need to send like
six.
Three,
I want six. As many as I would get on a dating app. Okay. I should, and you should say, up to you, no problem. Don't worry if it's not up. Don't worry
right.
either way.
Yeah.
I've set up friends. I have one. I set up two friends. One, the girl went to college with me, and the guy was one of my best friends from high school.
Okay. They hit it off.
Married with a kid.
Wow.
That's look right, people.
Like you, how much happiness you created. That kid, they should name, is the kid named Jared?
I have a lot of problems with the name of the kid. Okay, but very offended. I've made that, let them know.
Now I kind of want to know, but like I feel like you're not going to air it.
The kid is great, okay? He could have a better name, but I set these two up, and I'll say, like, I'm not saying I'm a good... I think guys are better at setting people up because to me, I don't give a shit. Uh-huh. I'm just hoping they fuck.
Okay.
I think a woman sets people up with the idea of like, I hope that they have the best, most...
I hope they get married.
Married. No, no, no. Right. I think everyone should set people up like a guy where it's like, you're good looking. You're good looking. You're both free. Let's throw these genitals together.
I don't like to waste anyone's time. I like to do some like personality assessment. Like maybe you guys, you know, I don't know if you'd like this about her, but she's like this, and I know that you are looking for this kind of girl, and she's that.
But I'm not doing it in a vacuum. I'm not just saying you go.
Yeah.
I do think those things, but at the same time, I'm not going to let them know that.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people, what they do when they set people up, they put a lot of pressure on the thing. He's the best. He's the greatest. And it's like, no, he's just a dude.
Right.
He's just like any other dude that wants to fuck and have fun. And maybe they'll get along and hopefully it works out.
Yeah.
But like 9 out of 10 relationships don't work out. The 10th one ends in divorce 50% of the time. Happy Valentine's Day, motherfuckers. You know, so
that's very uplifting.
But I'm saying, live in that reality.
Right.
Not every relationship is going to work out. So, you know, we live in this world of retweets. Mm-hmm. So no one speaks in meh anymore. Everyone speaks in I love or I hate.
Yeah, you got to curb your enthusiasm in either direction.
Yes. Nothing's as good as it seems. Nothing's as bad as it seems.
Yeah, it's always like a shot in the dark. And I mean like that, but you really can't, initiate a setup without a few pictures and like something about them that's like unique that would actually, for me, for girls, it's like some unique quality that you think they would actually enjoy.
We totally agree on this. But be thoughtful, because both of us, I think, have been put in the situation where it was like, they weren't thoughtful.
Right.
I had this situation. This is a ridiculous story. I hope I can remember the whole thing. But I got a text, you got to meet this girl, from like an aunt of mine. And I was like, great. Who is she? Gives me the name. I Google. I find out she's like this like gorgeous reporter. Okay. That's as far as I'll
Sounds
go.
Sounds pretty good.
Hot. And I'm like, oh my God.
Is it Megyn Kelly?
I fuck Megyn Kelly. No, it's like age range. It all works out. I'm like, oh, I definitely want to. So I'm like, well, what makes you, does she want to meet me?
Is she like a cool aunt?
Yeah. Okay. You know, this is like a cool, you know, whatever. But like, I was like, so I started asking questions. I was like, has she looked at me? Does she like, when you set someone up, you need to go to your party and be like, hey, what do you think of this setup? You have to get both sides equally, you know, you can't just go to one blindly and go, I should, because I looked her up and I go, yeah, great, I'm down.
Right.
How does she feel about me?
She didn't ask.
Had no idea. She wasn't asked to be set up. Nothing. And I sent her this text like, hey, so-and-so told me to get in touch. And then she was like, really? And I was like,
oh, she gave you her number
without anything.
Oh, no, that's like also setting up 101. And I always, here's what you do. You've got to do this thing where you get the person who's least likely to be into the thing to agree first.
Yes.
And then if they agree, then you push it to the person who like would more clearly
you go
say
to the
yes.
uglier one second.
Yes.
Yes.
Out of their league to the more in their league.
Yeah. Be realistic.
Right,
I think that's what all we're asking with setups.
I always do that. Right. I flag the person who I know is going to be either more annoying about it or more picky.
Sure.
Right.
But then also release yourself from it. Don't sit there and be like, so what's going on? Yeah. It's not your fucking thing. You don't have to be reported to. You're not the teacher in this whole thing. This has nothing to do with you. You wanted to do a nice thing. Then go ahead and do a nice thing. But don't act like, don't lord over this. Right. Like, I remember one of my two friends that now marry with a kid. Mm-hmm. I, like, there was like 2 months later and he was like, yeah, we're like spending the day together. I go, this is still going on?
You didn't ask?
Never asked.
Okay, girls are much nosier with that hands off.
I think it's better. I think it's like,
oh my God. I'm like, how'd it go? Like, what are you thinking? How was
it just adds so much pressure.
What was your favorite part of the date? What was your least favorite?
This shouldn't work. That's
gonna,
the thing.
Are you going to see her again? I think you should see her again.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think you should give it another
shot. Yeah. No. This is what happens.
I'm invested in this.
But this is what's so awful about a setup is that you, and the reason, like, first of all, just by you setting them up, the guy's going to be more of a nice guy. Just the act of you putting them together, because he's going to be a nicer guy than rando off of dating app. Mm-hmm. Because he has to look you in the face. I call it the aunt theory. I've been talking about this. I probably said it on this podcast before, where it's like you have to answer to somebody for why this ended at some point.
Right.
So if like you fix someone up, you're going to go, Jared, what the hell? You fix me up. Mm-hmm. And you're like, Jared, so what happened with so-and-so? Yeah, I just kind of like, we fucked and I just left. And you'd be like, what? Yeah, what type of monster are you? And I'd be like, oh, shit. I forgot. I would never do that.
Of all this pain and suffering. Yeah. Like, I've just done this terrible thing.
I think seven times about a fix-up.
You owe them more.
Yeah. Then I do a dating app.
Just really means like, how much more likely am I to treat you like a human being?
Yes.
Than like anyone else. You're such an asshole.
But but we talked about this a little bit last episode where it's like, I'm not just going to go into this casually. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you're out there looking for something serious, if you're out there looking for, you're on a dating app, but you're like, I'm looking for a relationship. Well, maybe the dating app wasn't the first place you should have went to. Just because it's there doesn't mean it's the right thing for you. If you're out there being like, well, all these guys never, I don't know what they're looking for. I don't know this. I don't know that. Well, why don't you go to your three best friends and be like, hey, do you guys know any guys? And I know that's hard to do.
No, I think that's the best move, because usually like the best way to meet people, and I think most people meet someone through their like extended network. You know, you meet at a pregame.
Also, why weddings are such a great opportunity to meet people. And it's like, you go to everyone's like, oh, hookups at weddings. Or it's people that like your friend that you like. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't you like each other?
Right. It's like the same thing with college. It sort of like sorts people like naturally into the kind of where they would be.
Yes.
And then it puts you with other like-minded people.
Totally. And just remember, we need to see the pictures. We need to see. Don't live in this like, well, I'll make sure. Like, I just don't like this idea that like, because what happens is if you don't send the pictures,
then you have to ask for them, and then you have to say no.
Yeah, I have to go review these pictures and go, well, I'm sorry.
Well, here's the thing.
Add up to my boner.
If you're not sending the picture right away, it's because
it's a reason.
It's because it's not a plus.
Yeah.
I mean, I've...
It's a subtraction.
For either one. People have tried to set me up with people when I was single, and it's like, I need the... I'm like, girls need the pictures, too.
This isn't a guy or girl thing. This is a human thing.
Yeah, we all need the pictures. I've learned a lot about setting people up from my brother, who I set up constantly, and he's very picky, and he's very blunt.
What's his response to fix-ups? Like, what does he come
he likes
with?
Them
yeah
he likes when I do them, but he's also very critical about who he goes out with. He's also like older, he's been on a shit ton of dates, he's like, I don't really want to waste my time if this is just like a girl that you've heard is single and has a pulse.
Sure. Well, this is the that's the scariest part about fix-ups, is that you're just single people,
right?
The last losers. You know, the last people on the island. I guess you two have to be together.
Right.
Game over.
Yeah, it's very awkward when you try to set someone up and then the other person, and then one person agrees and the other person isn't interested.
Well, this person that my aunt put me in touch with that I texted and it just didn't work out, she also gave the number to my brother.
What?
And I was like, what are you doing to us?
Oh my God.
What is this?
Putting you against each other?
Yeah, I was like, what kind of Cain and Abel situation is this? This is crazy. And I looked at her, I go, what are you doing?
That's crazy.
I like yelled at her. I was like, are you like,
I think that's fair. Did either of you go out with her?
No. Both of us just sitting there in Loserville.
Right.
It was just one of those situations where it's like, you if you're going to be the person, because I know a lot of women love setting people up, just like you said. And it's like, well, be a little bit thoughtful.
Right. I think be very thoughtful.
Be very thoughtful. Yeah. And like when I put, you know, I do a joke where I'd like guys set up people that look alike. It's really kind of what we do.
Well, at least you want them to be on like an equal-ish level of like attractiveness.
Well, that's why you get
that
offended.
That doesn't mean like super attractive or super, just like on a similar level.
There's nothing more offensive than seeing who people want to set you up with.
Yeah, and you're like, you think that this is
me.
You think that this is my match?
Yeah, that's me.
You think this is my
two things offend me. It's who you want to set me up with and what celebrity you think I look like. Those are two.
Those are two, too. I always get like the like Jewiest looking girls.
And I hate, and I always know, I did a whole post about this, how sometimes people are like, Joey from Friends. I'm like, thank you. Well,
that's good.
And then sometimes it'll be Jason Biggs, and I'll be like, you hate Jews.
You Jason Biggs isn't
just,
even Jewish.
I know. And you just went with the Jewiest looking, and I'm like, okay, I need. Yeah. But then anytime someone comes to you with like, you know who you look like? I literally shudder into a ball. Yeah. And want to like end my own life.
Because it's rarely like someone that's flattering.
It's just never flattering. Yeah. It's never fun. And everyone thinks they look one celebrity better looking than they are.
That's true.
Everyone goes one celebrity
Everyone's
up.
Everyone's like, what do you mean? I'm like so... I've got... Who did I get the other day? I got like Lea Michele or like Aubrey Plaza or one of those people. I'm like, I thought I was in the like... Not Angelina Jolie tier, but like, you know, like maybe like right under that.
I was at a show once and I made the mistake of looking at a guy. I go, you look like Michael Chiklis. And
who was that again?
He was the Commish, the Shield. He was in Fantastic Four. So Google Michael Chiklis right now.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And I'll show you Michael Chiklis because it's like he was. Pause for Googling, people.
Google pause.
But and he looks at me and he goes, I never got. And I go, you never got. I was really early in comedy and it was like one of my first show. And I'm bombing and I'm like, you look like Michael Chiklis. And he's going, no, that's not who I get. I go, who do you get? And he just goes, Vin Diesel. And I'm like,
I gotta see this other guy for it to.
This is Michael Chiklis. Just another bald white
guy. That guy does not look like Vin Diesel. That guy looks like.
This guy was more towards Chiklis than Diesel.
The guy looks like a bald Santa.
Yeah. And this guy was like, no. I get Vin Diesel. It's like, oh, we're all out of our minds.
Exactly.
We're all crazy. Yeah. We all have no idea what we look like. And that's just what it is.
Yeah, you're a little, everyone thinks they're a little smarter and a little hotter than they are.
Yeah, that's why you need to start setting up people with a little more thought as to what they're going to get out of this than more than you.
I agree.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Let's do some questions. You ready?
Yeah.
So we get so many emails. And it, listen, people, keep sending them in. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. And do me a solid right now. Go on iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. That's what we need, right?
Yeah.
We need this. This could be the biggest podcast in America. I have a feeling about it.
I have the definitive dating podcast.
The definitive dating.
I think it could be. Do that. Go ask your friend to set you up with a single guy that's... she thinks you'll get along with.
Oh, also, we're going to like start having guests like big gets and names and stuff. So like,
it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be.
You're going to want to be here.
Nutty. Hey, guys, I started a casual relationship for about 2 months with a girl that I got along with great. I think she would say the same. We went out on a handful of fun dates and things were starting to show some promise. After a great night, she came back to my place and we started hooking up. We took a break for a few minutes and she brought up her ex-boyfriend and it was a huge turnoff. She left shortly after and I haven't heard from her since. I took that since she brought up her ex, she wasn't into what we were doing and I've given her space. My question is twofold. Did I read that correctly that she isn't over her ex? They dated 3 years and have been broken up 10 months, but apparently are still in contact. Also, I know I'll see her again. How do I play it to potentially start things up with her again, or is it a lost cause? I didn't want to come off as desperate by constantly texting her after that night. Thanks for the help in advance. Love the podcast. What do you think?
So the first part of the question is... Sorry. The first part of the question is what? That she's...
Basically, they've been 2 months of hooking up, it sounds like. Casual relationship, and then one night she brings up the ex. He gets a little bit offended, maybe I think too offended, and she but he also found out that they're still in contact.
Right, they dated for 3 years and they're still
talk, and now he's given her space, haven't talked since. How does he restart, or should he just leave it?
I think the one thing that people always take things personally. Relationships are so much about timing. I think we talked about this on a previous podcast with like a girl that you were hooking up with that had a lingering ex.
Yeah
right. And people sometimes like they're not ready. They get into dating or hooking up with people way before they're ready.
Totally.
And they're just not in a position to do anything serious with anyone. And I mean, you can't really rush that. So what I would do with this girl is I would leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to her, like, I would just be honest with her. I'd say, hey, I had a really good time with you. It seems like you still might be like have some feelings from a different relationship. That's totally fine. If you ever feel like you like want to move on or want, you know, to see me again,
yeah,
feel free to text me. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to go out again.
You know, I do understand why he backed off. I think I do think that you can be a little less concerned with the ex. I think I don't think she just mentioned an ex and he was like, fuck this bitch. I think she was like, we're still in contact, and he was like, oh, that it sounds like it was more than what he puts on in this email.
That it wasn't totally closed.
Yeah. And I think him backing off was the right move where, you know, I do like hearing about someone's ex and past relationships when I date them.
How early?
Very early. Mm-hmm. I like talking about it.
Like first date?
First or second date, just like because and not in the way where I'm like quizzing them on like what happened, what's wrong with them, what's wrong with you. It's more like I just want to hear how they talk about it.
Right.
Like if I'm on a date with a girl and I'm like, so when was your last relationship? And they're like, you know, 10 months ago. And I'm like, well, how did it end? Yeah. What's going on? And they're like, and then you can kind of just, you know, you read a body language with that and you see like, oh,
how over it they are
and how into that they were. I think like,
I agree with that. And I think that the way that the person describes their ex
totally
is like very telling of like, we can tell you a lot about who they are and a lot about their maturity level and a lot about their self-awareness.
Totally. And right? and it's all their fault. It's like, oh, it wasn't a little your fault. And or to say like, hey, this person's a good person, just didn't work out. Like, I always enjoy hearing that.
Yeah.
I like hearing what went wrong. Because that's them explaining their standards.
Right.
That's them being like, well,
that tells you a lot about what they're looking for now
in a partner. Mm-hmm. And I think for him, the only way to, it's like a Chinese finger trap a lot of times dealing with someone that's like still in contact with an ex. If you pull too hard, it ain't going to like, you know, it's not going to go well, you know, and you got to kind of like push off a little bit. And I think what he did, I think with the old ex, you say, listen, I think it's okay to check in with vibes. Like, we talked a lot about, like, defining the relationship. We had that big episode about that. But I think this is one of those moments where he's like, hey, when you mentioned the ex, I got a vibe that's still going on. I don't really want to be involved with someone that's still maybe stuck on an ex.
Right.
Let me know if when that clears up.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. Right.
I think that's, yeah, essentially what I was saying.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Right. Just be like, you know, non-judgmental or anything about it, and just say like, hey, if you feel like you're like really ready to date, I liked hanging out with you, and so give me a text.
Here's what people don't want when they're out of a relationship is the responsibility of another person just yet. They're not ready. They just got out of something where they were responsible and had to be considerate of someone else. Now this is me time. So you are supposed to be fun me time to see if she wants to take you on as a future responsibility.
Right.
So if he came to her and was like, I'm angry about that ex conversation, and she's going to be like, this is more work than I was even looking for at this point. I've done this. I just got out of the work. You're supposed to be fun.
Right.
So I think like if you get overly offended by this ex, it can only hurt you. It's going to push her away.
I think when dating someone recently out of a relationship, it's important to just realize that there's a big possibility that that person isn't really ready for like a whole new thing. And if you're okay with that, if you're okay with kind of something casual that may or may lead to something, but like it's odds are a little pitted against it just because they were just in something serious. If you're okay with that, then you can continue seeing them. But if that's something that gives you pause, then you probably shouldn't be seeing that person.
Yeah. I had someone message me about like an ex disappearing, and it's like, how come they're always like dead afterwards? I'm like, what would you want otherwise? Yeah.
I've heard of girls being like, he never texted me again after. I'm like, that sounds like amazing.
That's called a breakup.
Yeah, it's called closure. Like, that's why if he was going to keep texting you, he'd want to still date you.
Yeah. Like this girl's doing with the 10 months off, but still in contact. That to me is more hurtful than the, we haven't spoken since the day he left.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because that's because that's like, that's not over yet. I don't want to be with someone who's still half in a relationship.
Yeah, and she's not even out there. She's not even giving this guy a chance. She's bringing up exes at the, you know, in bed. They're in the room together. Mm-hmm. She's bringing up an ex, and he's like, what the fuck? How did that happen?
Yeah.
And they're still in contact, and it's like, how is she even living like a life worth finding something new?
Right. It doesn't sound like she's in a space where she's ready to like get into something new, close one chapter. It sounds like she's still in the other chapter. I once dated a guy. He was recently out of a relationship, less than 6 months. I think he was dating. He lived with the girl, and then it ended.
Okay. That's a big breakup.
Yeah. And I liked him, and I had a good time dating him. And I was looking for a relationship, and you know, we hung out for a few months, and then he was like, listen, like, I really like hanging out with you, but I don't want a girlfriend. I like that I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And that was fine. I mean, like, obviously it's upsetting if you like someone, but I think it was the first time I really dated someone so fresh out of a relationship, and I didn't take into account like that would be something that would, you know, that was even going through his head.
Yeah. I think when you get out of a relationship, there's a moment where you're just like, I don't want to compromise me at all right now.
Right.
And being in a relationship is total compromise. It's, hey, we're going to do something on Friday. And maybe if you want
to
do it 80%,
yeah,
I have to answer you. I have to answer you. And if I want to do it 80%, I still have to do it.
Right.
Because there's another time that I want to do other stuff with you, and we have to go back and forth.
Yeah, and the timing was wrong. I think he so we ended that, and then he actually like he reached out to me like, I don't know, like 6 to 8 months after that, I guess, or whatever. But you know, I was seeing someone else. But just saying, it's all about like the timing. Someone, it's not necessarily personal. Sometimes just about like.
I think if he backs off, he sends that text that we're talking about. He backs off and he sees her again. He's like, "What's going on? Be cool."
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing with like people get so personally offended. It's like,
it's not about you.
It's not about you.
Right.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. SolDeJaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Hi, J Squared. Love this podcast and all of your others. J Train, Bechlap, The Bachelor. Keep up the solid work. My question for you is this.
Love a good solid.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for that kind of compliment. Yeah.
My question for you is this. I started seeing a guy back in the fall and things started out great. We met through a mutual friend, immediately had good chemistry and really easy and fun conversation. After about 2 weeks of talking, we went on our first date and had an amazing time. He seemed to be very into me. He made plans to take me to dinner for our next date and then a few more in the following weeks as well. He always initiated the dates and would be excited to plan them. I thought I had finally met a guy who seemed to have a mature but still fun attitude towards dating. Isn't that what we're all looking for?
Finally.
As ladies. Yeah.
Finally found that one.
No, I think that's an interest. Just on the side, I think that's an interesting trade off that girls often see. It's like we want someone who like wants to be in a relationship, but not someone who's like, who's like too serious, who can't like, have fun and like occasionally blackout.
Someone to have fun with, but will still stick around in the morning and make sure we go to breakfast.
Exactly. The holidays came up and made things tough to see each other. He's from way out of state, went home for extended stays on both Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I didn't really let that bother me because I knew we weren't serious and he still kept in touch with me while he was away. He even said a few times he was excited to see me when he got back. Flash forward to now and I feel like he has aged in reverse, Benjamin Button style. He hasn't made any plans to hang out with me in a while, and the way he talks with me reminds me of an immature college kid who's trying to keep a girl interested enough to hook up. I'm not devastated by this development by any means, but it has left me really confused. My question to you both is, why do you think he switched from mature and chill adult to horny college boy? If he was just down for a casual hookup type deal all along, then why did he start out by courting me and making it seem like he was invested in me? I've made it clear to him that I'm not down to just hook up, and still he has continued to talk to me. I feel like if he knows we're not on the same page in that regard, he'd just stop talking to me altogether. But alas, here we are in this gray area. Just for context, we're both 25. We live in the same city. We both went to good schools and have good jobs and are all around pretty basic. So there's no weird quirks or anything. Would love to know what you guys think. Best dated and confused.
I love the term Benjamin Buttoning. For dating.
The reverse aging.
Yeah. The whole idea that they start out as a man and become a boy. And it's, you know,
I think
that's me every time I come. Every time I climax.
You let your kind, gentlemanly self go and you suddenly become just a beast.
I go from man, macho man, beast of a man, courting, opening doors to wah, wah. Boo boo.
Yeah.
Baby.
So I feel like with guys, a lot of the time, at least my assessment, is like you can't really trust a ton of what they say before they sleep with you.
Because yeah, we have this cloud of cum in our head. And it's really, we can get over it, you know, some girls probably rolling her eyes at that line right now.
Cloud of cum.
But
it sounds like a song.
It's like a country song.
Yes.
Cloud of cum in my mind. And then I saw your face. You know, I don't know.
Stay tuned for Jared's country album.
It's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's going to be the name of the album. It's coming out.
It's country album.
I'm country. But I think the idea that, like, I have this warning to girls, mm-hmm. and this is like a very small example of it. But and I think he did what I've done a million times. Yeah, you go and be this perfect, you know, person. You know what boxes they want to check. You look like a certain type,
right?
And then you sleep together, and you go, yeah, mm-hmm. literally, and you move on, and you don't want to be an asshole. Where all guys are very afraid of being this dick,
right. Even though we've discussed the more dickish move is to lead someone on.
Yeah, this guy is trying to let you know where you stand by his actions. Mm-hmm. He's trying to have no breakup where the idea is, hey, we cool, but we cool like this, right. Not like. Because he's probably thinking, if I do one more boyfriend-like thing, we are now in a relationship and I'll have to dump you at some point.
Yeah, I think he's letting her know, not straightforwardly, like, in my opinion, a real man.
Sure.
But by his, like, douchey kind of actions, he's just kind of going to be like, I'm just going to kind of, like, act however I want to act now, because I've kind of, like, I'm no longer clouded. I don't really think there's a serious future, but, like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to just, like, ignore you.
Totally. And she's holding on to it because she knows what he can be. Mm-hmm. So she's really holding on to, like, I've kind of mentioned this a little bit. She's holding on to a stock that once was good and now has gone bad.
Right.
So she's, like, afraid to sell it off because what if it comes back? That's the this mm-hmm. is, like, the whole idea right. with
well,
the stock market.
Yeah, at one point he was, like, a great guy. What if, why don't I hold out and maybe he'll, you know, start acting like he did in the beginning. Like,
but guess what, baby? Not going to happen. That yeah. guy's not coming back. That it's was Enron. Him. Yeah, this is he's Enron.
Yeah,
get rid of him. Done. And the other thing is, the thing that I tell women a lot, and they'll come to me and they'll say, like, oh, he was... guys who are too much too soon, you got to beware.
I agree. I think there's guys and they're really good at talking.
Yeah.
They're really good at knowing what to say. They
sure.
say they can kind of figure out what you want to hear and they can say it like that. And those guys, they sleep with a lot of girls.
Yes.
They sleep with a lot of girls. They're good at it. Which is why, I mean, like you always say, like, you know, like girls should be a little more casual about sex. It's like sometimes they are taken in by these guys.
Mm-hmm.
They believe what the guy goes on with the we and we should do this.
Yep.
And we should do that. Mm-hmm. Then they sleep with the girl. And then they, like, slowly disappear or quickly disappear.
Sure.
And that's why a lot of girls are very hesitant to sleep with a guy too soon, because they know that
yeah.
once you do it, things are always a little different.
Well, it's also these guys have very little personality. And what they're doing is they're mm-hmm. saying they know that if they wrote – and you see it like it's very – sometimes you see it in extreme ways where, like, guys are like, you're the most beautiful, gorgeous thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And they're doing it over the app
right.
and they haven't even met yet.
Yeah.
And you're like, that guy only knows how – to court a girl in the ways that is just, I love you, I need you, ooh baby, ooh baby.
Right.
And it's not him being like myself and maybe risking the loss of the girl by being not her cup of tea. He
right.
knows that she likes being pursued and being thought of as this, you know, this amazing person, you know, and he says, she'll be like, oh, we went on 7 dates in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, because that's the only way he knows how to get you to like him.
Right. It's like time in.
Yes.
Right, yeah. How much time?
Instead of being like, hey, I can't do Tuesday. Let's do next mm-hmm. week and you'll see me when I see you and maybe we'll get along and maybe we won't.
Well, what do you think is like the best way for a girl to kind of figure out if a guy is like full of shit? And just wants to sleep with her, or
Ugh.
If a guy is genuinely interested in her. I think a lot of girls struggle with that because they're like, the guy seems very interested.
Sure.
He seems really into her. He's a little bit bullshitty. And then, like, they have sex and things go differently. I think a lot of girls want to know how to, like, protect themselves from that.
I don't think you can ever protect yourself fully.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one thing. The big lie is, like, there's no answer to this question.
You right.
know, it's been going on since the beginning of time. Guys want to have sex. Girls want to, you know, be with guys and then have sex. You know, like, it's,
right.
You know, so we're at this weird juncture where we're not on the same page. And I think the one thing girls can do is own what they want. You know, I want to be with this type of guy. And then only judge them on actions. And
right.
texts are not actions. I can't say this enough.
I completely agree with
that. This guy messaging you over break or over vacation, that took him no time, no investment. That's just him checking the box to make sure that you'll blow him if and when he's ready.
Right. Words are very, very easy. It's very easy to just say whatever the fuck you want.
Totally.
All right. What you have to do, I agree with you 100%, is look at what a guy is doing. What are his actions? You know, my brother once told me about this three-pronged way to sort of like see if how interested in you someone is.
Okay.
It's called difficult, expensive, and public.
Okay.
That's what you have to look at all the actions and like
okay.
The higher it is on all three of those things, like
the more he likes,
the more he's into you.
Yeah.
If he's doing something that's not easy for him to do, if he's spending a lot of money,
yeah.
And if he's doing something very public with you that's not like
yeah, the public know, thing's
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
And that is a big thing these days. And like the reason we get so into texts is because it's easy to feel like you're reading someone's personality from that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're writing our own scripts.
Yeah.
That's not who we are, that's who we want to be.
Exactly. And it's not even like a phone call where you can't be like talking to, you know what I mean? When you're on the phone, you really have to be like on this. You could be texting yeah. literally like 15 people at the same time.
Totally. And here's the other thing. You have to put yourself out there enough to get hurt. And mm-hmm. this guy has to put himself out there enough to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that physically, obviously. I'm just saying that a lot of guys, this guy in particular, is avoiding hurting this girl.
But by doing that,
he's
causing like a slightly less amount of pain dragged out over a longer period of time.
Totally agree. But that's what makes him not a guy who's willing to date her. You know,
right.
he's avoiding the idea of ever hurting her. So like it's kind of like the other side of the dime type of deal where it's like you like. If like we always talk about like girls do put themselves out there a lot of times, but sometimes they'll hold back and they'll be like, well, I'm not going to have sex with him because I want to know that he's really into this and really wants me
yeah.
and whatever. And it's like, that's okay. But also you kind of have to jump off the cliff at some point.
Right. You've got to be willing to get hurt.
But the, mm-hmm. but the other side of that for guys that are listening, like if you want to date somebody and you're wondering what the fuck is going on here, you got to. And also to judge guys, they have to be putting themselves in a position to at some point have to dump you. You know,
right. Like, and sometimes you just got to do it, even though you don't like to do it.
Sure,
like, yeah.
but if they're avoiding hangouts that make you more serious, that's a guy who doesn't want to be serious.
Right.
So like this guy, he had whatever the courting phase was. They fucked, they go on vacation, they come back, and now it's like, why is he acting like a 10-year-old? It's because 10-year-olds don't dump people.
Yeah.
Like 10-year-olds, you know, kind of like see you when they see you. And that's, the answer.
And he might even want to, like, you know, keep you around for a late night whatever thing. And that doesn't sound like that's what you're interested in.
I'm keeping up so many messages with so many girls right now, and it's getting exhausting. I'm ready to be done with it.
Listen, girls who are listening.
If you're listening
really
and I've texted you.
You're not the only one.
I'll just be honest. I can't. And then I ask myself, I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, dating is hard for a girl. It is. I'm saying there's like a lot of things to factor in. There's a lot of pain that goes into dating.
Yeah.
I'm sure on both ends too for men as well. Probably a little more for girls. But it can get exhausting to be with enough, to be with enough guys, I think, who do that kind of thing. Who
sure.
are like kind of full of shit.
It is.
I think there is a sense of being able to spot those guys. I think the more you
sure.
date, the more you learn that kind of thing. And I think girls, yeah, we have to understand that sometimes it's not going to work out. Sometimes you do find a guy who's like just interested in sleeping with you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that hurts a little bit, but you pick up, you move on, and you look for something else in the next guy.
Like, I'll give you an example,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because we're talking about fix-ups and all this shit.
Okay.
And I'll get a little personal.
Okay.
On this.
That's good.
On the You Up podcast. UUP@betches.com.
Just
for you listeners. Just for you million people out there.
Yes.
That's right. A million. You fucking heard me. So I was set up with a girl and it was by a family member. And now I'm in this position where it's like, and then we went out and the family member I'm friends with and now I'm the girl and we go out and I'm like, cool, fun. But I'm not willing to go. I don't want to get in a position where I'm like, lose my relationship with the family member that set us up. So I kind of like backed away a little bit.
Okay.
And then I keep getting texts like, well, what are you doing? And then I'll get texts from her end being like, what are you doing late night? Are you going out tonight?
You went out with her or you haven't been out?
We did one date.
Okay.
And then it's been like this kind of an embarrassing amount of cancellations on my side.
Okay.
And there was a point where
she still keeps coming back?
Keeps coming back. And I kind of said to her, I was like, listen, I enjoyed your company. I can't get out of my head how bad this could eventually go. Yeah, absolutely
okay.
true. And I sent that text and I go, mm-hmm. I just want to, and then, you know, the text kind of came back and And then we saw each other and like it was like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And I'm constantly put in this position. I think a lot of girls, and I'm trying to give you, if anyone wants to empathize with the other side, I'm trying to give you the other side of this and why guys a lot of times are so afraid of dumping. Because we're always put in the position of the bad guy a lot of times.
Right.
It's always, just say you don't want to fuck me. And it's like, at what point do you not get the hint that this is a tough thing for me and let's just walk away under term?
Right, you know what I mean? you want us to get the hint because it's easier for you if we just get the hint, right?
It's easier for both of us, too.
No, it's easier for us if you just say, listen, I had a good time. I don't really feel like a real connection. That's easier. I'm saying in the pain threshold of like, you're ripping the Band-Aid off. The girl feels shitty about it for like anywhere from a few hours to 3 days tops if you went on one date. Mm-hmm. And then she moves on. If you do this thing where you're like making some excuses or you're kind of like being like.
But if we go back to the story, I did send the text that is like the let's just. And then I get back the text of like, yeah, around tonight. And now. Like,
you sent the text of.
I received the text. Like, are you around tonight? Right. This is after I sent the, like, I don't want to, like, ruin the relationship with it. But I'm saying, like.
Okay, so she's not taking the hint.
That hint was pretty
that's
clear.
That's not even a hint.
That was like a definitive ending.
That's a no.
But at the same time, that cloud of cum, okay? So, like, I'm
so
just
you
saying,
met her. You, so that's
no, I didn't. I didn't meet up with her. But I'm just saying, it gets exhausting as a guy. And I don't think a lot of women will understand this. But just take this is what this podcast is for, right. To put these grievances out there, is that a lot of time you're always put in the position to like to be the stopper, to be bad cop. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's very rare where the girl is like kind of just lets it go
and, or breaks up with
it, or ends it with you. Girls put up with bullshit guys for so long, and I just don't understand that mentality. Like from a guy, like a lot of these guys, this Benjamin Button, he probably would just disappear if she just never texted him again.
Right.
And that's hard to do and you're not going to get answers, but the answers that he'd have to give are very difficult to give. To look someone in the eye and just go, you and I,
You don't have to look at her and he doesn't have to look at her.
I know,
Canada,
he just
though.
Has he to text
just,
it.
He could just say like, hey, like, had a good time. Like, I just don't really see this developing into anything more serious. I just think that's such an easy text. If the person wants to take it personally, that says more about them than you.
Absolutely.
But me, personally, like, I've sent that text, like, a ton. And I always feel like, after that, I'm like, whoa, I'm, like, a great person.
Sure.
I've, like, if they come back with something, like, mean or weird, I'm like, okay, like, I'm very happy that I didn't continue to date this person. Yeah. And it's just kind of like I think honesty is just so refreshing.
Here's the problem, though. A lot of people do take it personally, and the other
side.
Those
aren't people you want to date.
Those aren't exactly, and that's why you're trying to like get the fuck away from them, because you're like, oh, this is gonna be I'm the evil one at every turn.
Yeah.
And it's that's exhausting. I'm just saying like that. If you go on a date 1 week and you have a good enough time, but not a great time, and then you're like, you know, and then you end up getting a text from them that weekend. What are you doing this weekend? And you're like, well, I'm out. And then they're like, well, why don't you come here? And now it's like, what do you say that?
This is a girl that's texting you.
Yeah, why don't you come here? And it's like, what do you say that?
Well, do you want
to? Yeah, well, then now I'm doing the math. Do I want to like put the energy into this? And I'm just saying there's a lot of times where you're put in a position, girls put you in a position to say no a lot.
Right.
And because they're like, hey, I'm here. I'm good. I'm fun. I'm having a great time. You're a great time. I'm a great time. Let's just do this. And you're like, why am I the miserable one?
They make it seem like it's casual.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's funny because I feel like you're saying like girls make it seem like it's like if you're hooking up, it can be casual. And guys, like before they hook up with you, make it seem like they're going to get much more serious than they actually are.
Yes, absolutely.
So guys are pretending to be like taking it much more seriously. Yeah. And girls are pretending to take it much more casually.
Yeah.
And if everyone could just say what they want, everyone would save a ton of time.
And it's all this under this idea that you're going to scare someone away with your standards.
With your honesty.
And your honesty.
Right. Or
and
you don't, yeah. No, people don't like to be honest because they think it's like a losing move.
It's not.
When it's not, when it's like the losing move is to just not get what you want.
Sure.
You know?
And I think for her, like, she's like, well, how is he like a young guy now? And it's like, yeah, he said that he was a good guy and he said the things that he knew. What was he supposed to say? And I guess you know, I would hope that most relationships would start at like, yeah, you seem cool. Let's hang out. And that sometimes is, that's really vague. You know, you seem cool. Let's hang out. Right. Could be, well, plus I'm looking for more. And it's like, you know, it's not really sexy for the girl to be like, well, are you dating anyone else right now? And it's like, well, we haven't gone on one date. Like, it's very tough with these things. Right. That's why, like, I kind of go back to this, like, personal responsibility of her being like, she wants answers that we can't give that he would have a lot of trouble giving. But I can give her the answers to this right. guy's well, problem. This guy fucked and he's ready to go fuck other chicks.
Yeah, sometimes you need to read between the lines. Again, I think that becomes easier with the more people you date, the easier it is to read between the lines, the easier it is to kind of spot like the kinds of guys that are looking for a certain thing or look for actions. Again, I just don't – my general rule of thumb is just don't believe anything a guy says. Really, it's just like you can just see how he acts. And if the guy is just feeding you shit, then like that doesn't really mean – words are words.
Also, if you're disappointed by someone, then – they're not good enough.
Right. Yeah. This guy, like, again, I think that's the issue with a lot of these girls' emails that we read. They're like, how do I interpret this behavior? What am I supposed to make of this behavior? It's like, spend less time interpreting the behavior and more time thinking, like, what do I want? It doesn't sound like I'm getting, like, what I need out of this.
And it's
so I should leave. Not like, how does he feel about me? It's like, am I getting what I want in this?
And it's a fear of being alone, which, listen, alone, it's real. You know, alone isn't so bad. It can be fun too.
That's true. Yeah, you got to embrace that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Let's do some games.
Let's do some games. Okay.
And you can send in, if you have game ideas you want to see us play, UUP@Betches.com, UUP@Betches.com. And do me a favor. If you're listening right now, that means you're a fan. You're enjoying yourself because we're late in the podcast right now. Take a screenshot of your phone right now. Post it on Instagram stories. Post it on Snap stories. Tag us both. We're going to say hello. I'm going to say thank you. And let people know how much you love this podcast. Let them know.
Our handles are just our full names.
At Jordana Abraham, at Jared Freed. Boom.
Yes. Check it out. Okay. Red flag or deal breaker? They have a spreadsheet breaking down the amount that both of you spend on everything, and they make sure it's 100% even.
Deal breaker. Deal breaker. I mean, what world can you live with this person?
That they're...
There's a spreadsheet? How sexy could this relationship be?
They want it to all be even.
Was there a timer when you fucked too?
They're into fairness.
You go down on her and she's like, ding! Okay, you've done your 10.
It's like a massage.
Yeah, it's a massage. Turn over.
Switch.
What is it for you?
I would agree with that.
Deal breaker.
That's pretty, especially from a guy. That's pretty unsexy.
Oh, if a guy did that, I mean, my God.
Also,
does he want to get laid ever again?
I think relationships are about like giving in general. So
yeah, and also like they're you don't want to keep score. Also, everyone's doing that math in their head where they're like, okay, he's taking me on the last three dates. I'm going to take this one over. And like, if you do that, that's fine enough. You know, like, and if you're worried about that stuff, maybe you should go get a new job and not date for a bit.
If that's your mentality towards it. Okay.
They call, so I'll put this in different terms.
Okay.
Because I think it's different for man and woman. They call their mom, mommy.
Okay. Or they call their dad, daddy. For a girl.
For a girl, dad, daddy. For a guy, mom, mommy.
I think that's.
Red flag or deal breaker.
Everything else is great.
Everything's great.
I feel like I would find it to be a big turnoff.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would like end it. I would just be like, I would find it to be a turnoff. I'd be like,
But you,
it would be
red flag.
It would be emasculating, yeah, I think, for him.
So, red flag or deal breaker?
Red flag.
But you're sticking around. You're like, I only see the mom whenever I see the mom.
Yeah.
That mom has to be unbearable, though. Can you think of the mom that allows...
That her adult son is still calling her
mommy. And she's in.
Right.
Like, she doesn't see the issue.
She was supposed to correct that term, like, I don't know, 20 years ago.
Probably. Or the dad. Right. What should happen is the dad go...
The dad, daddy.
What are you doing, bitch? It's your mom.
It's just...
And then the mom has such a stranglehold over the dad that he's afraid to say something. This is a whole fucked up family.
Yeah.
So the mom has such a stranglehold over the dad that the dad can't tell the son to stop calling his mom mommy.
Maybe she likes it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're saying.
She enjoys it. She enjoys living in the past. She goes up to babies and smells them.
Do you know anyone who calls any guys that you...
calls her mom mommy? I've never heard such a thing. Maybe I know privately. I know one guy who refers to his dad as just dad. So anytime you're with him, because I know him.
He refers like to you.
Like, so he'll be like, yeah, dad is doing, like, we're brothers.
He doesn't say my dad.
He doesn't put any ownership right. over dad. And every time he does, I'm like, what? It makes me feel a little bit weird.
That is weird. He's like, it's not my dad.
Yeah, mom is like, as if like you're like, it's like as if your dad is the dad of the community.
Yeah.
Like as if your dad's the oldest one in this small village.
Don't be so narcissistic. He's not
Gammy. You know, like it's, you know,
that's so weird.
It's a weird one.
Yeah, it's like Mike Pence. He calls his mom mother. Or he mother. Calls his wife mother.
Mother.
Mother. You ever hear that?
My grandfather kind of did that with my grandmother, where he'd go, mama, like he'd do that. To me, I thought it was like a Midwestern thing.
I don't know. Mike Pence is a Midwestern. I think he's Indiana.
Mama, you know, he would always do that. But that was...
It's weird. What about the girl with the dad? I feel like that's more, with the dad, that's that more
I've
realistic.
Seen. That I've seen.
I've seen a lot of girls who call their dads daddy. It always rubs me the wrong way. I think it's kind of creepy.
It itches. It definitely isn't nothing. But there is a moment where you're like, it's kind of hot.
Is it?
As crazy as that sounds. But then there's also like what's they really like each other too much.
Yeah, that's like obviously like some sort of daddy's girl thing.
Yeah, but like, they're like, she's like really... The problem with that, it's a red flag for me, not a deal breaker, but it's a red flag because you're like, I can't amount to this, you know, Disney prince they've invented their dad to be.
Right.
You know, like that's like the girl who's like, puts a picture of her parents up and is like, 40 years of marriage, as if her dad has never looked at another chick in his life.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
I hate that shit.
Their like, parents aren't even fucking on Instagram also.
Oh yeah, it's like yelling into a cave, happy anniversary. And also, their 40 years were much easier than the current 40 years. I want to see the picture of the people 2 years in. They've fought a fight.
Yeah.
He had to explain who he follows on Instagram.
Yeah, your grandfather doesn't have to do that shit.
Your grandfather never had to answer to who's big booty Bella.
Exactly.
What the fuck? What are you doing?
Can I tell you, I think that's a thing. Dads who get on Instagram and start following like I don't think they realize that Instagram's like sort of public. Do you ever see like people's dads are on Instagram and they start like liking weird shit?
I wouldn't want to be a 50 year old man today. I just wouldn't want to be a 50 year old man like coming into this whole new thing and having
not
to like
knowing fully how it works.
Remember when the cloud started and then all these divorces started happening because like all of a sudden side chicks are texting
and you get them on the cloud.
You get like the kid was getting the text and all that shit. Like there was a lot of cloud issues, cloud divorces.
That's a big thing.
That I felt bad for that whole era.
Yeah, I agree. My dad has five daughters.
Five daughters.
I'm his middle daughter.
Okay.
And he got on Instagram and we had to have an intervention.
That's funny because what dads do is they start following all the friends.
They start following all the friends, but he was following some fucking like model, like
really
like non PG rated people. And we were like, Dad, this isn't private.
I love that.
Like you don't. Like,
I love that.
It's like you follow your five daughters and then you follow like these like.
And then
like,
use
these
the search
these, like,
function.
Porn stars, and it's like we can see what you're liking. Please, just like
stop liking.
Just stop liking.
Use the search function. there's playful that there are people out there that are not locked up.
Yeah.
You can remember names, get a black book, go old school on this.
Seriously.
Dad. Yeah. The dad, I feel bad for dads right now. I do. I do like.
They need to show that in the tutorial at the Apple store when they're showing all the old people how to use the computers. Yes. They need to say like, and well, this is who you cannot publicly follow.
Well, you used to be able to be privately creepy. You know, like they could talk to their friends and be like, oh, look at that young chick and whatever. Now it's like there's just more ways
to get caught
in trouble.
Okay. I think we're pretty much out of time for today.
This is a good one. This is fun.
This was fun.
What do you think? We're done.
What do I think of this episode?
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Me too.
If I do say so myself. One day I'm going to say that was just terrible.
Well, let's pat ourselves on the back. And you guys can pat us on the back.
Yeah.
With a like, a subscribe.
We love your feedback.
We do love the feedback. And I do. It is unbelievable, the response to this podcast. And we'll be back next episode.
Keep emailing.
UUP@Betches.com.
Bye.
Betches.